Hello everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. Today I'll be talking about scleroderma again, but it's going to be about the treatments that you can talk to your doctors about, because scleroderma, it is a chronic disease. You know, it affects you physically and mentally also. There are treatments, out there, but you have to talk to your rheumatologist or, your physician and find out, what treatment is good for you and everything like that. But, like I said, I have been suffering with it, with scleroderma ever since 2004. And, over the years, it have progressed. I end up having red blood clots, like blisters that comes on my leg, on my arm. I get the ulcers inside my mouth and on my lip, and sometimes it's difficult for me to swallow. And my skin doesn't itch, but it's not leathery. It's like a shiny type skin. Is still smooth, and I do have the Raynaud's disease, if I'm hoping to pronounce it right, where your fingers sometimes they turn all white, sometimes they turn blue and purple, and then sometimes turn back normal. When you have a low blood flow, your fingers look more whiter. When the blood flow is cut off, your fingers look much whiter than they normally is. And when you have a low blood flow, they're like purple and bluish looking. And that's the way my nails and stuff normally look. But and when you get the blood flow back in, your fingers look, like reddish pinkish looking, so you got blood flow coming back. But you can do self-help care, to help, with that also. My self-help care that I does for myself, I run my hand under hot water, as much as I can stand it, or sit it in hot water, or I sit it in a dip it in hot wax. I do it that way also, and that normally help, because there's a lot of different ways that scleroderma can affect you, because it is a autoimmune disease. Sometimes the anti-inflammatory medication, it can work, depends on how your body takes it. Some medication your body can reject it. My body rejects a lot of different treatments that the doctor try to put me on and everything. I eat easily for me, for my skin. I try to keep it smooth as possible, and I use a lot of pure shea butter. I have now starting to mix my shea butter with aloe vera plant gel. I take it and I scoop it out of the plant, and I mix some shea butter with it, pure shea butter, and I put it in. I have a little hand blender that I use just for that, and I blend, mix that up in it, and then I put it in a container and I use it that way. And I put that on my skin, to try to help, keep my skin moisturized. You have to make sure that you keep your skin hydrated. I drink plenty of water. Lotioning your skin, moisturizing your skin is the best way if you have that like tightness on your hand, fingers and feet and legs and stuff. Like I said, and also scleroderma can attack your internal organs. in 2019, I ended up had to have, they diagnosed me with colon cancer, and come to find out that was because of the scleroderma, where they had to go in and remove half of my intestines because of the scarring that had accumulated there, where my food wasn't digesting, it was just sitting there, and it was very uncomfortable because I would eat and get full real fast, but my stomach was continuing to bloat out, like I was bloated all the time. And I went in to see the gastro, and that's when they did upper GI and lower GI and found out that, you know, that was the problem. And it led me to have a lot of polyps also. So they had to remove the polyps. And once they got the polyps removed, that's when they noticed some scar tissue on my stomach lining. And they did a biopsy on that. And that's when it came back. And they found out I had colon cancer. So that meant I had to go back in for surgery again for them to remove that. And where they had to take out half of my stomach and reattach it, my intestine and stuff, back together. And they told me I had to change my eating habits. I did all of that. I do the Mediterranean lifestyle of eating. And last year, I went back for my 5-year checkup. And I don't have colon cancer anymore, but like they said, it's possible it can come back. If no, I have to be vigilant and take care of myself and eat properly like I should. And I do suffer with the ulcers, like the blisters that just appear on my leg out of nowhere. Sometimes they hurt, sometimes they don't hurt. I suffer with heartburn a lot. So they got me on medicine and acid for that to help, you know, with the antacid to the heartburns and stuff like that. But I say, you know, it's something that you really need to pay attention to, especially if you don't know what is going on with your body. And I'm always telling people, you know, don't just take the first diagnosis or whatever the doctor is saying, because there could be something seriously wrong. If you ask to do lab work and they don't do lab work, that's a sign of that. To me, that's a sign of finding another doctor that will listen and try to help me. Over the years, I have went through so many rheumatologists. When I did find a really good rheumatologist, he ended up moving away, so I mean, I had to start all over again. And it's the same with my internal medicine doctor. I had to find a new one because he moved out of network of my insurance. But I'm like, you know, when you get these doctors that really care and, you know, listen to you, those are the doctors that you need to try to hold on to. But in my case, you know, I wasn't able to keep them, and I, you know, wish them the best and love wherever they're at. But I have found me a new internal medicine doctor, and he listened. It took him a minute to understand where I was coming from, but we're on the same page now. And I do have a new rheumatologist, but at first I thought we was on the same page, but it looked like he's not, you know, there on the page with me, because this past weekend, I ended up in the urgent care, and I had just seen him that Friday, and I ended up in urgent care that Saturday, and I was, you know, having an issue with my neck again. Scleroderma can have effect on your muscles and joints also, in your neck, you know, in your whole body. It's like it attacks you from the inside out. It's just like lupus. It's all these autoimmune that I have, all of them relate right back to the lupus. I mean, you know, it's hard to try to have a normal life, you know, be normal, you know, as much as I can. I still try to be active. or am doing things, because if I don't do anything and just sit around and my mind will start wondering why this is happening, and I don't want that, because those kind of things will put you in a depression area, and sometimes people go into depression and it's hard for them to come out. And I always tell people, if you feeling depressed or anything like that, contact your insurance company. They might have something in place for you to talk to someone. You can do a video chat or Zoom, or communicate on the phone with them if you can't get to the office to talk to, because a lot of times a lot of family members don't understand, and spouses, a lot of them don't understand and don't want to understand. A lot of them, spouses walk away, because they feel that it's too much for them to deal with. They can't deal with your sickness and whatever else they got going on in their life. So, it's better to have a support group, to try to help you get through these, difficult times that, we all going through, women that get pregnant, that have been diagnosed with scleroderma, they need to be more careful, about being pregnant, because that's very high, chances of having a miscarriage. You have to be very sure. Have these tests done to make sure. If you know someone in your family that has suffered with any of these diseases, check with your doctor and see if there's something that you could do, especially if you got pregnant, if there's something you could do to help you, to not be able to lose your child, or, something happening to you and your child. Because my kids, they get tested every year because they know that I have lupus, and my son has a son of his own. He get him tested because these autoimmune diseases don't have no preference of who they attack. They attack children and, elder people, older people. It doesn't matter. It used to be to what it said, it was just only in African American and Hispanic that would have these autoimmune diseases, but now it's have went further than that. So anybody can get it. It doesn't make no that what age you are or anything. You just needs to be more vigilant about, what you are, you're going through, because it's not nothing better than to me than being here to support my family, to see my family, to grow with my family, and like I said, there's no doctors out there, there's treatments out there, but talk to your doctors and stuff and find out what is the best treatment for you, because it's better to know than not to know. And like I said, I've been suffering with it for a long time, and I know what I need to do to try to help myself, with the scleroderma. And I use sunscreen when I go out. I wear floppy hats. It just that I want to make sure that I'm protecting my skin at all costs, and I eat a healthy way of eating. Excuse me. I eat a healthy way that helps me, keep my digestion area, flowing. They give me anti-inflammatory medication sometimes, you know, it start off working and then after a while it stop working and we have to find something else, you know. But a lot of times when I get swollen and, you know, my body inflames, I take a Epsom salt bath. The water is hot as I can stand it, and that normally helps me, you know, loosen my muscles, help the inflammation. And then once I'm done with that, I completely just lotion myself down with my shea butter and everything. As it's with me going through all these autoimmune diseases, I have learned the best thing for me is self-care, of taking care of myself, along with the treatments that the doctors and medications that they're giving me, but mostly that helps me get through this, what I'm going through, is the self-care and faith. And, you know, try to live a normal life. You know, I was at one time, I had shut myself off from my family. I was only communicating with my kids. I didn't communicate with my church members. I cut myself off from the church. I went through a whole thing of, you know, why is all this happening to me? And I had a reality check, you know, to like, okay, it's a reason why that you going through these things. You know, I was a workaholic. I love working. I miss that every day. I wish I can get up and go to a job because I like working. I like being around people and stuff, but I can't do that anymore. It's because the rheumatoid arthritis, I can't function with my hands like I supposed to. But I look at it like this. This is what my purpose is here, is to get the word out to people and let them know that you do have a life after having been diagnosed. And it's up to you to be positive and have faith to know to move forward. Because if you sit back and let the scleroderma, the lupus, whatever other autoimmune disease you have consume you, that it will do. It will consume your life to the point where it will cripple you faster. Like I said, when I was shutting everybody out of my life, my rheumatoid arthritis crippled me to the point where I was so sick, I wasn't able to get out of bed. I was bedridden for a year and a half until I went to the specialist hospital where they started me on a chemo drug to help me to be able to be mobile again. And I've been mobile ever since 2010. I've been able to get up out of my bed on my own, dress myself, do for myself, because my daughter had to do for me when I wasn't able to do for myself. And she was just in high school. She ended up staying home school herself to take care of me. And that was the lowest in my life. And I didn't want to put that pressure on her. But I was in my feelings. I wasn't thinking about my kids at the time. But after that happened, I had to think, like, okay, I got to think about them. I got to put my children first. No matter what I'm going through, I got to be strong for them. And my kids was my support. They the one that brought me back around. And they still my support group. I have other support groups that I can contact and talk to and everything. But my children are there for me. They know when I'm having a good day, they know when I'm having a bad day, because they have seen me from the beginning up until now. And my spouse did not understand. So my spouse decided to just walk away, and I wished him with love and go, and I kept moving. Because you can't dwell on the past. You need to go forward. Look at the bigger picture. You know, I know there's no cure. I have accepted that, but I'm not going to let that consume me thinking about it every day. Oh, you know, I'm going to die. I'm not doing that. I look at it like this. I'm going to live. Every day is a new day. I get up and I try do new things. I work with my flowers. I get outside and, you know, in the nature to absorb, try to get as much as vitamin D I can in me naturally. You know, I meditate early in the morning outside when there's no whole lot of movement, you know, because I live in an apartment complex. So while people are still resting, I'm outside meditating, pruning my plants. I'm doing something. I'm keeping my hand moving, for they won't get to the point and stiff where I can't move them. Because, like I said, scleroderma, it affects your hands and it affects your feet also. You know, joints, your kidneys, your heart. You know, it affects everything about your body. But you have to be able to work through these things along with the medicine that the doctor and them give you, the treatments that they put you through. And I was blessed that they caught all my autoimmunes in the early stage when they first diagnosed me. So that's why they told me as the years go, it would get worse. I was, in 2020, I was diagnosed with osteoporosis along with the rheumatoid arthritis. So let's say, you know, every so many years, it's like another immune attaches to me. But I don't let it worry me, because I know this is how my body is working. It's going through all these different changes. But then I started trying to figure out what's my next step for that. So now I get physical therapy, in-home physical therapy, to help me, you know, with my osteoporosis and my rheumatoid arthritis. But like this past weekend, I had a real bad flare up to the point where I was in emergency urgent care. So my neck had just leaned over to the right and it was laying on my shoulder. So, you know, and that was from the lupus, where my muscles contracted so tight, and the scleroderma. So when those two attack me at once, and the fibromyalgia, it's painful. That is the most worst pain that I feel. And it brings tears to my eyes when I'm in that much pain. A good day for me on a pain level, where they scale you from 0 to 10, my good day is a 7. My worst days is 10 plus 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 plus. And that's where I was this past weekend. So I never ever felt no pain to the point where I could say, oh, it's a 1, it's a 2, or it's 0, no pain. I have not felt that since I was diagnosed in 2002. It always had been past a 10. And the last 6 years, it have gotten to the point where my pain level that I can tolerate and be able to do something is in a 7. That's as good as it gets for me. And the doctor's like, does it go any, no, lower? No, it goes higher, but I can manage in a 7. And that's, you know, That's why I say, you know, you got to know your body. Know what your pain level is at all time. Document. I have journals, so many journals of my health, from where good days, bad days, what this happened on this day, this happened on that day. So, you know, it's a good thing that I able to have these journals, because now I can go back and look at different days of the year and the coming up to this, like January. I went back and looked at January of 2022, 2021, and 2020, and see how my body was acting during that time, so I know what to expect this year around January, February, and March. So, then like I said, those kind of the way I keep journals that way, so I know, because my body do sometimes affects the same way every year. I go through the same thing, a flare up every year, or every other year. So this was, it's best to just, you know, talk to your doctor, find out what treatments that they have out there that's good for you, that they can, give you to help you with your scleroderma, whatever other disease that, you know, you have, you know, because it's nothing to play with when it comes to your health. You know, and it's very difficult, you know. Like I say, when they tested me, they did it through a blood test, you know, to find out what's what, you know, why is this happening. Sometimes, you know, your small blood vessels in your skin, you know, loses, you know, a lot of ways of being getting the blood flowing through your body and stuff, you know, and protein, you know, like I say, you know, I just had lab work done, and I was looking, I'm going to have to get my platelets down, because my platelet is pretty high. I'm not going to be able to get my chemo if my platelets is as high as they, the numbers that they are. My iron level is still kind of low, so I know they're going to probably want to give me another iron infusion, because I don't have 5 already. So, it just that, you know, all that takes account of, right along with my scleroderma, you know, it's just, I have to be vigilant and ask questions and make sure, you know, that I'm getting the best care for me. The doctor, I asked them about the Raynaud's disease, about, you know, what they can give me for my fingers turning purple and all this, and get for the low blood flow. He said they have a medication for that, but my first question was him after he said that, what is the side effect? And he said it can lower your blood pressure. I'm like, okay, my blood pressure already low enough, so no, I pass on that. I'm not going to take something that's going to affect me even worse than what I'm already going through. So just take what I'm saying and think about it. Talk to your doctors and try to get a better understanding, and try to find your support group. If you have someone that you can talk to that person, and if they understand you and don't want to be supportive, let them be there for you, you know, because everybody needs someone, you know, in time of need, you know, or whatever you're going through. And I like, again, thank you guys for being here with me on this journey. And if you want to support me, the information is in the description box. And thank you all. And namaste.